Well, hello. I'm with a choreographer from Egypt for the Fringe Review, and this is Joe Tomalin, and I'm going to pass you over to our choreographer to introduce herself.
Hello, this is Shaima Shoukry. I'm from Egypt.
And could you tell us about the show you're doing? You're part of the Arab Arts Focus here at Summer Hall at the Edinburgh Fringe. So what is your show about?
So my initial show is titled My Hukumsh. It's about judgment. It's about how we view others. So choreographically, I've been working on the action of shaking and driving from that action different facades of one being, one woman who's African, Sudanese, Arab, who's a dancer, who has an emotional side to her personality, and who is to be looked at from many perspectives. The show was initially set up to be in a circle, so audience would sit in different places and view the show in different ways, and from their perspective and proximity, they would get a facade of her. So it's just talking about how people are diverse and versatile and have many layers to who they are. We've been working on this show for the past 3 years, and it's a collaborative process. But unfortunately, this show was not able to come to the Fringe. That was selected by the committee that did the curation for the Arab Arts Focus, but we have been denied the visa to come here for the dancer twice. She did her application twice, and both times she got rejection. And the first time it was because she didn't have her own bank account, and it was about money, and they said that she's single and that she might not leave the UK after her stay. And the second time said they, like, when we sorted out the file in a better way and got the bank statements of the organizers, they said that they're not convinced she's coming to the Fringe, and that the bank statement of our production company in Egypt is not convincing for them that they actually have the money. So so I was here, and we're hoping to come here and still put up another performance or do an adaptation of this performance. And there was happened to be a couple of other Egyptian dancers who had a valid UK visa. So I asked one of them to come, and we intercepted him from Roma. He was in transit, and he lost his bag in Rome. And then he came to Edinburgh, and he worked with me here for 5 days. We canceled the previews and opened on the 4th. And he did an adaptation of a solo that I've been working on in Cairo called The Resilience of the Body. And this is what we're showing right now, the solo about the resilience of the body. And I couldn't do it myself due to an injury, but he, like, really was there and resilient. And in a short time, he got into the piece and my process, and yeah.
Okay. In Resilience of the Body, the dancer has to run in circles and circles, and then there's a voiceover with some spoken word. How did you choreograph that? What inspired you to choreograph this piece? It's very moving and powerful.
So I decided to put myself in a studio and somehow integrate my choreographies into my body. I've been working with other dancers for a while, and I wanted to kind of share the experience with myself in a certain way. So I would go to the studio a couple of times a week and see what dance I want to do right now and what kind of language I'm interested in physically. And it was a residency at the Cairo Contemporary Dance Center in Cairo that I've been doing since since December, last December. And every day, the feeling I have in my body is related to comfort and is related to pleasure and is related to moving in a way that pleases my body. But my mind did not agree with it. And my mind had a certain urge of expression that was very, very different from what my body would like. And I really struggled for a long time to find a middle ground between what I need to say and what I feel like doing. And running as an action and speaking seemed what are relevant to how I feel right now in unity. because of what's going on in the world and in my country, there is an urge to always run towards or away, or in order to, or run in order, yeah, run for so many reasons. This is like an inner drive. And text, I've never worked with text, like live text before, within dance, but maybe in theater, but within dance, text came back to me, and they need to speak clearly and be direct and be articulate and be honest and not go around the subject and go directly to the point was also very persistent. Yeah.
So towards the end of that piece, The Resilience of the Body, there's quite a big change with the dancer and what he's saying. Could you tell us a little about that? Describe that, please.
I don't necessarily understand.
Towards the very end, when he slows down, and then we hear the voiceover a bit more. Could you talk a bit more about the arc of it to the end, the last part?
So he's actually speaking live as he's moving, so it's his own voice. And towards the end, he transforms from running into turning. And Turning was a piece that I choreographed in 2012. And the end of Turning is somehow leading into this piece. So it was like a way to loop it back to its beginning, in a sense. The Turning piece was about cycles and was about life. And it ended with the idea of falling and getting up and turning again. So how he, like a continuation of the running, sometimes feels like you're running in the same place and you're running inwards or you're not going anywhere while running. So it seemed like a justified physical transformation. And it's also on another level, opening another dimension. So it had those both layers to it. And also musically, the music of the piece is the sound of an MRI scan. And I recently had an accident, and this accident was, I would say, the government's fault in a way. And I've been hearing the sound a lot, so it felt like close to what I need to express and related to an inner pain or, yeah. And the music changes also at the end in order to open another space, yeah.
In the second piece that should have been shown live, you showed a 5 or 6 minute excerpt on video, which was very interesting, and it had to do with a shaking kind of movement. Could you talk a little about how that came about, the shaking, and what that means?
So I will talk about the piece before it, which is Pie, and this piece was about my pregnancy, in a sense. Yeah, but Mayh Komsh is the shaking piece, but it came to birth from the piece before. So Pai was about an inner space, or the space inside the space, and it was about carrying a child and being in a space and you being a space yourself. And Pai was inspired by somatics and dance and movement, and I was very interested at that point and onwards till now in the origin of the movement and repetition that leads to transformation, and how a movement can come from within the body rather than being superficial. And from Pai, Mayh Komsh was born in a sense, but in another sense it was also a collaborative process. So the shaking as an action was kind of like zar, we say in Arabic, or like some kind of exorcism to bring about those different facades that are deep within the persona on stage, and also like a comment on how all dance can be connected in a certain way, because the piece has many different types of dance, and like this inner shake can result into a billy dance, or can result into a hip hop, or can result into an African dance, and can result into a lyrical contemporary, and how dance at the end of the day has the same core motor in our gut somehow that comes from the inside.
You've just mentioned several dance styles, lyrical, contemporary, and you also mentioned earlier somatics. Dancers and choreographers always draw on several styles. How did you become interested in all of those, and where did you discover them?
So I have a long history with dance. I started when I was rather old in comparison, which was 9 years old. I started with classical ballet, and then I did some jazz and some salsa and some flamenco, and then I went back to classical ballet in my high school years. And then with university, I studied visual arts and theater at the American University in Cairo. And at the same time, I did like a dance degree at the Opera House in Cairo. It was a 3-year program, and it was more of a modern dance. And after that, I did like another 1-year program with Studio Mededdin and a choreographer from Cairo called Karima Mansour. Another 4-year program at the same studio, and another curator called Laurence Randoni. And then I did a year of a teacher training. And throughout those years, I've met a lot of teachers, masters, colleagues, and because dance training in Egypt is not very consistent and is not very academic and is not very conventional, so it's you gather as you go whatever is available, and then you take away something from it that works for you. So every dancer, artist, choreographer from Egypt would have a different, slightly different style, and like less formed in European sense, but more effort, kind of research, kind of trial and error. And this is also interesting for me in the way we write choreography, is also acknowledging our bodies and how they're different and how their sense of time is different and cleanliness is different. And
by cleanliness, do you mean precision of movement?
Yes, we are like, as Mediterraneans, Middle Easterns, Arabs, or our body expresses itself in a different way, and it's very different from, for example, German expressionist or a Swiss culture person, because how we live our life and how we experience it is also affecting how we dance. And a lot of the times some choreographers try to fight this, and then the contemporary dance become a bad technique kind of imitation. And what I hope to do is to work with the bodies that are in the room, or the dancers that are working with me, and my own body as well, and use it as a tool of expression rather than try to make it something else.
And finally, what are you working on now? What's your next project?
Well, my next project was this project, which is the resilience of the body. So I'm also working on my own body to heal itself out of the accident, and to acknowledge what's there, and take it from there.
Well, Shema, thank you so much for taking the time to speaking to us. It's a fascinating life that you have with your choreography. I wish you well in the future, and that your body heals and so you're able to dance again. Thank you very much.
Thank you.